It's a week-to-week league, and the Jaguars are proving it.
Touchdown, Lewis!
From domination in week one.
Pressure coming from Ngakoue. Ball is out, and Jacksonville recovers.
To disappointment against the Titans. On Sunday in London, it was just about perfection at Wembley Stadium.
When we come together as a team, we can't be stopped.
Soccer is the so-called beautiful game across the pond. The Jags played a beautiful game against the Ravens.
But, you know, London's been nice to us, so it's been a great experience.
Now the Jags have a chance to make it a September to remember for the first time in a long time.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
We one unit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no color situation with us. You know what I mean? So let's go out here. Let's make our plays. We come out here with a smile on our face. Have a great ride home. They throw a fade to the right side.
Mercedes Lewis covering just about everything in his pregame speech, talking about staying together. That was displayed on Sunday at Wembley Stadium, and all three units worked together during the football game against the Ravens in a 44-7 win, and it was a happy flight home for the Jacksonville Jaguars, now 2-1 on the young season here in September. Welcome, everyone, to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. It's Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. I'm Brent Martineau, along with Jeff Lagerman. And Jeff, hey, this is kind of fun. Might have got a short night's sleep. The Jaguars back home at 3 o'clock this morning in Jacksonville, Eastern time. But a 44-7 dominating win over the Ravens.
Oh, completely dominant from beginning to end, and it was all three phases that contributed in that ball game. I think that's the thing that was most impressive. And against a good football team, the Baltimore Ravens came into that game 2-0, had taken away the ball 10 times in those two games, and they didn't get any in this game.
That's right. We're going to talk a lot about different plays in the game, but felt perfect offense and defense. I mean, the turnovers, the protection. Blake played maybe his best game as a pro.
Yeah, personally, I think it is, and I'm going to show you some things in the film room that would justify that here coming up. But an excellent job by Blake Bortles. Safe with the football, playing free. Outstanding job of finding all of his wide receivers. You know, the one thing I think, though, that I've got to give credit to, the offensive coaches. I thought they were much more aggressive in this ball game than they had been in the past, particularly when you've got man coverage that the Titans gave them and they had a hard time dealing with. And they came out of the gate, and that one completion to Marquise Lee, I thought, sent the tone. A go route to Marquise Lee that was completed and said, hey, we're here to play ball, and we're here to play aggressive football.
It was a lot of fun at Wembley Stadium in London, of course, for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Three straight wins now at Wembley. Brent Martineau, Jeff Lagerman, Calais Campbell is here, of course, and Mercedes Lewis is here, too. We'll introduce you to those guys in just a moment, but a big game for the entire Jaguars team. They go to New York next week looking for a 3-1 start in September. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. But welcome aboard, guys. Hope you got a little sleep.
Yeah. A long flight, a lot of time to catch up on some sleep after the game.
Mercedes Lewis coming off that big game. Turn back the clock game.
Yeah, no, it was I was just talking to some of the guys. It's crazy, like, that 20-hour trip in like 2.5 days, like, and then we back right back to it. You know what I mean? The dedication is real.
We're going to talk a lot about the football game in a moment, but obviously the big story internationally. I've done interviews today with the BBC. Everybody's talking about what you guys did pregame, obviously with the protest across the NFL after President Donald Trump's remarks over the weekend. Calais Campbell, you were a big part of that. Called a team meeting, I believe, on Saturday. Can you take us behind the scenes in London Saturday on the eve of the game?
Well, I know a lot of guys were discussing if they were going to take a knee or not, and so I just kind of want to gauge it and see, the number one thing is bringing awareness to, like, racial inequality. That's the number one thing we're trying to do. And when it comes down to it, you know, the ultimate goal is to make America a better place.
Did it become more of a reaction, though, with the president's comments as opposed to a protest?
Well, I think any time an important person speaks on an issue, you know, it makes you think about it a lot more. And it causes a lot of people to want to take action and unify. And, you know, I think the most important thing that happened this weekend was that a lot of people decided they wanted to take action and be involved. And that's very important.
It kind of interesting to me. You take a knee. Mercedes, you stand. Is there any issue between the two of you because one does one thing and one does the other?
No way. You know, I think it's important for us to understand that regardless, the number one goal is to be a family, keep that family atmosphere, and continue to create a winning atmosphere in the locker room.
Well, we saw the indelible image of Shad Khan interlocking arms with you and Telvin Smith and Brandon Linder in that shot as well. What does that image mean to you, and what did it mean to have Shad Khan down there with you on the field at Wembley Stadium?
I mean, I think it's an awesome situation, obviously. You know, when you're going through something like how we are as a country, to know that, you know, the owner, your GM, head coach, the whole organization is behind you. But, you know, my mom had me when she was 15 years old. Grew up in inner city, Long Beach, California, and then my stepdad is a Purple Heart. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of torn both ways. So, you know, for me, I wanted to do something that would kind of meet in the middle. You know, obviously, you know, nothing's going to change tomorrow as far as the issues that we're going through. But we want to take a stand and lead from the front, you know, and I think we did that.
It's certainly a very polarizing issue right now. Are there any regrets that politics and football have now mixed? Because a lot of people, they don't want to have that involved with their sport, you know, and they just don't want to kind of have the two intermix. And it has. Do you think about that at all? I mean, or is it, look, it is what it is and it's life?
Well, I think when you know, as a team, you know, we represent America. You know, there's a lot of people who come from different backgrounds and different places. And, you know, anybody who knows in sports, you know, the biggest goal is to come together. You know, the better teams are the teams that are unified and have a common understanding. You know, when you're divided, you're not going to be very good. And I think it's a representation how we want America to be is more unified.
Well, we appreciate you guys sharing some comments on that topic. It's a topic that's not going away, but there was a football game on Sunday, and we want to talk about that too. 44-7 win for the Jags. They go to 2-1 on the season. Let's go to our Baptist Health game-changing moments, and we begin with a couple of big-time interceptions. A.J. Boye, Jeff.
Boy, and Jalen Ramsey, and we start with A.J.'s interception that led to a touchdown. Guys, I don't know if I've seen a better play by a defender and Calais to be able to keep the ball alive, to make the play by A.J. was simply outstanding.
Yeah, that was incredible. I mean, that's one of the top five plays I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
All right, so I got a question, okay? Let's see the Ramsey interception, because Mercedes, you're an offensive player, okay? And this is a horizontal diving interception, and I'm going to pull you guys after this, but, boy, what a play, Mercedes.
Yeah, nah, that catch right there is tougher. Then it looks right there. He made it look really easy to get your arms and get your elbows to touch like that and to be able to go after the ball when you're, like, backing up. And, I mean, both of those guys are ridiculous athletes. And we see it in practice every day, so I'm not even really surprised.
All right, so I got a feeling I know where this is going to go, okay? Which interception was better? Mercedes, your opinion.
Be careful.
I think the degree of difficulty goes to A.J. Boye.
Okay.
But I think the catch that he
no,
had.
No. There's no two answers or any buts. Buts, there's no buts. Okay, Calais.
Man,
they which one?
They were important to our defense winning that game, so I'm not going to take a side. Those are two great players.
He already said players. It's top five that he's ever seen. I think he gave the nod to A.J. We'll show the tape to Jalen Ramsey this week in the locker room, by the way, what you guys said. That might get him even more fired up. Game-changing moment number two. It's this guy, Calais Campbell, with the strip. Telvin Smith. All right, it's our chance to make fun of Telvin a little bit.
Oh, we're going to do that, but Clay's great heads-up play here. The ball gets sloppy by, I believe it was West, wasn't it, the running back.
Yes.
He's got it loose, and you reached in there and got it. But here's the question. You know, A.J. makes a great interception, and is that him blocking right there? I mean, it's the quarterback, right? I mean, you got to block the quarterback.
I said the quarterback probably has 30 pounds on him. He probably has 30 pounds on him. I'm blaming Telvin. Cut back or something. Make it happen. We gave him a hard time all day.
Well, and Mercedes, I got to say this, too. What an effort by Joe Flacco. There's not many quarterbacks in the league, and there's one that played one of the greatest of all time, Peyton Manning, that probably wouldn't even have made an effort at that. But Joe Flacco gave great effort, made the play.
Yeah, no, it surprised me. I thought for sure he was just going to give it up and just let it go. But, you know, he had to do it, and he was able to get in there a little bit.
Baptist Health game-changing moment number one. Take a listen.
Straight drop by Bortles. Looking. Fires toward the end zone. What's Mercedes Lewis? Mercedes has it. Into the end zone. Touchdown.
Let's go.
Talking about that together. Yeah, why they ain't feed you? All right, go ahead to the
back. Let's go.
Hey. They
can't. Let's go.
One of three touchdown catches on the day for Mercedes Lewis. That was impressive, Jeff.
Well, it really was. And Mercedes, I got to give you credit. That's one of the best veteran lack of push-offs, really a push-off that I've ever seen. It wasn't a push, it was a stiff arm, and stiff arms you can get away with.
Technique is everything.
Yeah, no, it's super subtle. It was subtle. I tried to keep it thin so Blake could, you know, pull me inside if he had to, but, you know, he threw the ball on top of my head. I was able to adjust and kind of gave him like a little nudge right there. And it was perfect. It was so subtle, the refs couldn't even see it.
Yeah, good adjustment to the ball. Nice catch. And, of course, a big day for Mercedes Lewis. We're just scratching the surface when it comes to Mercedes. Hey, let's take a live look at Everbank Field. Of course, it's going to be a couple few weeks before the Jags play there again. It'll be October 15th against the Los Angeles Rams. And hopefully the Jags are on a roll coming into that one. We want to get you involved with our poll question on actionnewsjax.com/vote. We had some celebrations. Mercedes dancing in the end zone. Jalen goes with the FIFA-style slide. And, well, you were involved in another one, Mercedes. Right now your dance is getting the big one. Leonard Fournette, part of the other celebration with you. So vote. We'll have some updates throughout the show. Have some fun with the best celebration on Sunday. There were plenty of them for the Jags in a 44-7 win. So much more coming up, including Jeff Lagerman takes us to the locker room and the film room and dissects Mercedes Lewis touchdown catch. One of them, there were plenty to pick from on Sunday.
Jaguars All Access is presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Go to fieldsauto.com for more.
They fake it. They fake it twice. Now he throws toward the end zone. He's got Mark. Mercedes Lewis into the end zone for a touchdown. A wheel route to Mercedes Lewis for the touchdown. The Jags have scored again.
What a day for Mercedes Lewis to be mic'd up on Jaguars.com. Of course, a big day for Mercedes. Three touchdown performance and a 44-7 win at Wembley Stadium for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Everybody having some dinner, and, Mercedes and Calais will be making some pizza in a moment. Hopefully it looks that good. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman, and plenty to look at in the film room. Probably tough to pick a couple of plays.
Well, it really is. But, you know, the play that we just saw there when we just came back, the touchdown to Mercedes Lewis was simply fantastic. I thought it was a great job by the offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, and the play design, perfectly designed and executed. Let's jump into the Baptist Health film room and show you why it was a great design and it worked.
On Mercedes' first touchdown, this is a great play design by offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. It's a fake run with a reverse action, and it pulls the entire defense towards that direction. And also, it's a great play design because it's man-to-man, and Mercedes has a rookie, the second-round pick linebacker, Tyus Bowser. This is absolutely perfect, and Mercedes sneaks out the back door, and it's a great throw by Blake Bortles. Now let's go to Allen Hurns' touchdown. Perfect play design and great execution. Let's start the play. Now watch. Eight Ravens are dropping into coverage, but watch what Blake Bortles does. He moves the defense with his eyes because he's looking outside. And because the route by Allen Hurns is also moving him outside, it opens up just enough of a window. With the linebacker and Eric Weddle going to the outside and a great route by Allen Hurns and a great throw, this play is perfectly executed.
Blake Bortles and Nathaniel Hackett were on the same page on Sunday, no doubt about it. We may never have seen Blake look that good.
No, and it's his second-best game from a rating standpoint, and the numbers were very good. But I thought it was his best game because I thought that, one, he protected the football, two, he was accurate, he made great decisions, and most importantly, he played free. When the plays broke down, that's when I think he was at his best, and that's what we see typically when Blake is at his best. And to me, that was absolutely impressive. And I walked away, and that's easily the decision I made. That was the best I've seen him play yet. Now the challenge is consistency going forward.
We'll see if he can stack it up next week in New York. We have to take a timeout when we come back from Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Calais hosts the segment. He goes one-on-one with Mercedes Lewis. The big fellas up next.
All Access is brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Everbank, it's your money. Make the most of it. Fanatics.com. Officially licensed everything. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
It's easy. Best secondary in the league, right here. Right here.
Might be a superstar in Jacksonville. Jalen Ramsey's that good, Jeff.
Well, and I think the one thing that he provides is a swagger.
Yeah.
A swagger to a defense that just absolutely breeds confidence throughout.
Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Happy to have you along with us after a Jags win 44-7. They're now 2-1 on the season in first place in the AFC South, tied with the Tennessee Titans. It's time for Calais's segment as he goes one-on-one with our guest, and that is Mercedes Lewis. So let's send it to the big guys after a big performance on Sunday in London.
Hey, thanks, guys. And I'm here with Mercedes Lewis, and I got my first question off Twitter. It's from Union Jacks Joe. He said, what's your favorite TD that you scored?
I'd have to say yesterday. Yesterday, going down the seam, I think, to do it in front of that type of crowd, knowing the moment and what we were there playing for, it was just an awesome experience. I got chills right when it happened, so I probably have to say that one.
That's awesome. All right, this next one's from Justin LJ49. It seems like MJD knew you were going to have a big. You knew you were going to be featured in the game plan. Did you tell him, or is he just that good?
Nah, I didn't tell Maurice anything. I think that me and Maurice, like, that's my brother. You know what I mean? He knows the work that we put into this thing, and he just always has faith in me. And you know, I didn't watch it till yesterday, and then I called him this morning and was like, "Bro, did you really just?" You know, predict that? And he was like, man, I want everybody to know, you know, how hard that you work. So he already knew coming into it and kind of just had the faith.
That's dope, man. That's real dope. All right, this next one's from Stephen McNichol. And he wants to know, how did you decide your end zone dance?
That's a little something that we do back at the crib in California. I didn't really think about it. It was just, that was the third one. I felt like it, you know, I had to do something different.
Got to do something big.
I had to do something different. So, you know, my Millie Rock was sturdy after the touchdown.
I love it, man. I love it. All right, the last one is from John Go 3. Do you like playing in London, and what's the biggest difference?
I love playing in London. I think that it'd be better if we maybe had three whole days instead of like 2.5 days. I mean, that 20-hour trip is crazy going back and forth, but I think the biggest difference is just getting acclimated to the time change, you know, and being able to hydrate and get your sleep when you can, because that makes a difference.
Yeah, yes, it does, man. But if we keep playing like that, we should go back more.
No question.
Hey, back to you guys, Brent.
All right. Next trip to the city that never sleeps, but don't sleep on the New York Jets. We'll talk about that game coming up. And old man Mercedes has a big day. At least that's what his teammates say. That's next on Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. G-Series Prime headlines, of course. Next up, the Jags try to go to 3-1. The Jets, not supposed to be very good, Jeff, but look out. They beat the Dolphins on Sunday.
Well, they did a really good job in Calais. They had a shutout going until the last play of the game, in which the Dolphins scored with zero left in the game clock.
Wow. Yeah, that defense is special. I've played for Todd Bowles before, and I know it very well. So hopefully I can give our offense a little insight to it.
Good stuff. Good job right there. Inside info. That game will be 1 o'clock on CBS 47, of course. Welcome back here to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman, Calais Campbell. Mercedes Lewis had the big day on Sunday in a 44-7 win. We caught up with some guys in the locker room after the game, including Calais Campbell, about Mercedes turning back the clock a bit in London.
Man, yeah, 33-year-old getting 3 touchdowns. I love it, man.
I had the name Mr. London. We may have to pass that on to Mercedes Lewis, you know, after this big game.
Turn back the clock for Mercedes, huh?
Yeah, he's out there looking young. Looked like he was at Long Beach Poly in high school, you know what I'm saying, when I was watching him.
It's amazing you can be that old at, what, 33? I mean, you've been in the league forever, and these guys think you're like a grandpa.
You have to chill, man. You have to chill. I don't It's weird, man. I don't really think about it. I think my process is mine, and I own that. Can't nobody slow it down or speed it up, you know? And I don't even focus on that. I just focus on just being the best I can every day and competing, and that's what you get.
And the best part is that he can just say, hey, look, this guy over here, he's pretty old too, you know?
And you can say, this guy's pretty old too. So yeah. There you go.
That's why we hang out with you guys, make us feel young.
Hey, go get some sleep. Nice win in London, guys. Calais Campbell, Mercedes Lewis for Jeff Loggeman. I'm Brent Martineau. Thanks for joining us on Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you from New York next week.